And then I heard about the freeway, committee, and I started going to every one of those meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized then how I became to realize how important the freeway issue was,
mm-hmm.
and also that our neighborhood really didn't have any chance to maintain the progress we were making with that freeway up.
Mm-hmm.
Just how I really learned how awful it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people who lived over there, we got to know them really well, and most of them moved because it was so bad. You couldn't park your car, or certainly no bicycle, but
mm-hmm.
the motorcycles were stolen, and people just wanted to tear things up just for no reason.
Was there a connection made to the freeway with this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the freeway was sort of a magnet?
Well, we knew that if we could get that freeway down, it would greatly improve the neighborhood.
Okay.
And the freeway, the area under the freeway was, that part of the neighborhood was a place that drug dealers from anywhere could come.
Mm-hmm.
The drug dealers who dealt around the public housing mm-hmm. They were local people,
mm-hmm.
say, not necessarily from the Western Addition, but people from Bayview too. But mm-hmm. the people who worked the area under the freeway were from some of the arrests. They were from LA, they were from all over. And there was a lot of trafficked in prostitution
mm-hmm.
from Richmond, from the East Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the prostitutes who lived here in this area didn't have pimps.
Mm.
But the pimps came from the East Bay.
Mm.
And so there was a whole lot of that trafficked in from here. And with that came all kinds of violence and,
mm-hmm.
the pimps would shoot it out with each other on Rose Street, and they beat the women all the time.